Welcome to a Sunny Side Up Life podcast, a show for the woman who is ready to live an abundant life full of freedom and positivity. I'm Sammy Womack, and I'm on a mission to help you break free from survival mode, gain financial freedom, stay motivated, and focus on what matters most. Join the movement, and let's start living on the brighter side of life together. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode. I have a really special guest here with us today to share some of her awesome knowledge. Today we have Shelly with us. You guys probably know Shelly if you've been in my Facebook group for any amount of time. She's super active in there and always really sweet and helpful. And so Shelly has written a book called Dinner for a Dollar, where she is explaining how she feeds her family, and she has four kids, so it's a good sized family. And she feeds them simple, allergy friendly whole foods with lots of fruits and vegetables, and she does this for a dollar per person per meal. And I get so many questions about food, and you guys know that I am not a food expert, not a cook at all, and so I have to bring in experts to help us when it comes to food. So I knew that Shelly would be perfect to come on and share some of her wisdom with you guys. So Shelly, if you just want to say hi and introduce yourself, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me. It's definitely an honor to be here. I have admired you and your journey for a while. I'm thinking at least a year, maybe 2 years. I've been following you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I have enjoyed every single thing that has come from you.
Thank you.
One of my favorite blogs from you is why, and this was long before I started Dinner for a Dollar, is why everybody's grocery budget isn't the same, or what's it called?
Something like, I honestly can't remember, but something to that effect of why everybody's grocery budgets are different, and you shouldn't ask people, you know, what your grocery budget should be because they're all different. Yeah.
Right. And that was really one of the first articles that I've ever read that got me really thinking about what goes into making a grocery budget. And every time you repost that, I always comment that it's my favorite thing that you've ever written, because it drives me crazy every day on Facebook. People ask that. And, you know, somebody in Arkansas whose uncle gives them elk all year and they forage their mushrooms from the forest or whatever, you can't compare that grocery bill to somebody living in suburban San Diego.
Yeah.
Children have food allergies and they don't get free meat or vegetables. I've admired your journey for a long time.
Thank you.
My husband and I followed the Dave Ramsey system. Mm-hmm. And when I met you, we were building our 3 to 6 month savings. And we have done that. We've accomplished 6 months of savings, and we live a cash flowed lifestyle, and we're working on retirement now. So that's a little bit about our financial story. We share the exact same passion that you do, which is living a debt-free, financially responsible life. We've walked the dark side. And we have a unique journey in that financially, for many years, we were financially responsible. And we had saved a ton of money. My husband retired very young. We stepped back. We were living very different from everyone. And then we lost our minds. I'm not sure what happened. That's a whole nother podcast. I won't come on for that one, so don't ask me. But we ended up just living a financially irresponsible life for another 5 to 7 years, somewhere in the middle of our marriage. And one day we realized that was enough. We had lived a financially peaceful life, and then we lived a financial life of squander and discord and stress. And we said, no more. We looked at every single area of our budget, just like you teach in your system.
Yeah.
But we We'd been living a financially irresponsible life. We decided to take our finances under control, and we stopped and we looked at how much we were spending on food.
Yeah.
And as a family of four, we were spending $2,000 a month on food.
Yeah. And that sounds high, but that's not uncommon.
It's not uncommon. And you probably hear that all the time
in
your industry. And I'm hearing it now too, now that I'm teaching people how to get control of their food budgets. I thought we were like, and we were completely out of control. I thought that we were the only ones, but we were spending $2,000 a month on food, $1,200 a month on groceries, and $800 a month on eating out. So I knew we had to get it under control. We had some special circumstances in that one of our kids had been diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, and it was exacerbated by food allergies. I really believed that in order to feed my family a healthy diet, a allergy-free diet, that we had to spend a lot of money. And previous to us deciding to get our finances under control, I wouldn't read any articles on how to save money on groceries, because I really believed in my mind that they were all feeding their family garbage.
And that doesn't apply to you. And
that's
what a lot of people will think. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I really totally believe that. I thought they were going to 37 stores or clipping coupons or feeding their family hamburger helper.
Yep.
And I wasn't interested in any of that. And so I just thought I have to spend all day in the kitchen and I have to spend all our money at the grocery store. And when my son was diagnosed, my husband literally said to me, I still remember where we were standing in our kitchen. I told him all of my son's allergies and my husband looked at me and said, well, I guess I'm going to have to find a way to make more money. And that was our instant response. And he did. He went out and worked extra hours, picked up extra contracts to afford our food bill. And when we decided to live a financially responsible life, the first area we tackled was our food, because it was so out of control. And it was the largest area of our budget that I could control almost immediately.
Yes.
Eventually we changed houses. Eventually we changed cars. We changed our insurance. We changed our doctors. We changed our internet plans. I mean, we made a lot of changes over the course of a year, but the food I could sort of do like right away.
Yeah. That was one of the first things I did as well, was the food. Like, we were eating out so much because at the time I was working, when I was running a different business, I was working like 50 or 60 hours a week. And we were eating out sometimes all three meals of the day.
Wow.
And it was just crazy. And when we were cooking at home, it was a mess of not meal planning, it was just going in and just grabbing things at the grocery store. And it was a disaster, our food budget on both ends, at home and eating out. And I was so shocked when I sat down to do my first budget and I went back and looked through the past 3 months of my bank account, and I was like, we're eating all of our money. That's where it's all going. And I hear people say this all the time. And I've even seen like little funny memes and stuff all the time. It's like, I wonder where my money was going. Turns out I'm eating it all.
Yeah.
And I always say that like the food is the most flexible part of your budget, and you have so much control over. I mean, your house, you can really only do so much. I mean, you can move.
Right.
And that, you know, and you can only get so small. Like, we're in a 2-bedroom house and we pretty much can't get smaller than this.
Right.
You know, you can change car insurance, but you still have to have some kind of car insurance. With the food, it is literally the area you have the most control over.
Yes.
And so I feel like, you know, that's definitely the first area for people to look at. And especially from, I mean, not trying to stereotype, but from more of the wife and mother's perspective, we usually handle the grocery shopping and the meal planning more.
Right.
And even though my husband, he cooks more than I do. I mean, he prefers cooking. I still grocery shop. I still meal plan, and then he'll cook. But, you know, if you're the wife and the mother doing the budget, you know, dig into your grocery budget. And that's why I was so excited when you told me that you were, before you even actually wrote the book, when you were thinking about it, I was like, please write it.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about this stuff to write it, but people need this kind of resource. They need it. Yeah. So tell us about the book a little bit more. I've browsed through it and it's amazing. And I was just like, I was so impressed because I know this is like, this is your first book and this is your first big thing. And so I was just so impressed. But tell us a little bit more about the book and everything, how everything got started and all of that.
Yeah. So the book got started because our youngest started kindergarten this last year. And after 17 years of parenting, I had a little bit of mental space in my life for ambition and something outside of the home. And I, because we had been so financially irresponsible for a while, our retirement plan is way behind. And so I was starting to think, what can I do to help? At this point, my husband's scheduled to retire at the age of 70, which is not very appealing to me. Now, I can feel blessed by that because at least we are on a path where we will be able to retire with dignity. And 70, I mean, my parents are 70. They're thriving. They have another good, I mean, so I can feel blessed with that, but I also wouldn't mind speeding that up a little bit. So I was trying to think, what can I do? And, you know, I carried around a notebook for like 2 or 3 months thinking of business ideas. And, I've been feeding my family for $1 per meal per person for about 4 years. And anytime that anybody asked me about food and I would share my story, no one could believe that I could feed my family an allergy-free, whole food, veggie-forward diet for $1 per person per meal. Yeah,
that's crazy. It sounds crazy.
Right. And I thought, I mean, I just kept playing around with it. I'm like, dinner for $1.
I love it.
I think this could work. And really more importantly, I know the bondage that we were in financially. And I was actually, my main passion is helping people get financially free.
Yep.
And I don't mean wealthy. I just mean free from the bondage of debt. And I considered launching something very similar to what you've done, but with my own spin. And I actually kept thinking about you and kept thinking about Dave Ramsey. And I'm like, I don't have anything new to bring to the table. What am I just going to keep saying? Well, Sammy said this and Dave said this. That's not very helpful. And then I realized, you know, my passion is not groceries. I don't write recipes. I don't mind cooking. I cook, it's fine. My passion is helping people live a financially responsible life. Yeah. And the greatest way that I can contribute to others is through groceries because I have developed a really good system. And I took that system that I used in my own personal life. I developed it over the course of a few years, not knowing I was developing a system. From the time that we decided to be financially responsible to now, I've saved about $48,000 on food.
Yeah.
I shaved $12,000 a year off of my food bill by creating this system and following it and implementing it day after day. Obviously, we've blown our budget many times in those 4 years. Kids get sick. I wrote this book. While I'm writing the book, we got takeout like 4 times a week while I was writing the book about how to save money on groceries.
Right, yeah.
So there are periods where we still, you know, sort of blow our food bill. But on average, I'm saving $12,000 a year over what I used to be spending. And so I took that system that I used and I laid it out for all of you to follow along. And it's an 11-step system where I walk you through 11 different ways to reduce your food bill. And one of my favorite things, each step has action points throughout the chapter where I have you stop and think through how to apply that. My favorite thing about the book is that it's very realistic.
Yes.
I am a mom of four. We homeschool. We run several businesses. I don't have all day to be thinking about food, shopping for food. I'm not clipping coupons. I'm not going to 85 stores. I'm not chopping onions for days. These are not, I'm not doing any of these things. So the system is very simple. It's very step-by-step. And it's very realistic for a busy mom life.
Yes. That's what I listed as one of my favorite things about the books was the action steps.
Yeah.
And I find that, you know, especially as moms, like you're reading a book, you get interrupted, or you're like, okay, I'm going to read one chapter real quick while they're doing whatever.
Right.
And you need that like action steps along the way. You're like, okay, just tell me what to do.
Right.
And I need it really simple in a nice big action steps box.
Yeah.
I need the high points. And so I listed that as one of my favorite parts of the book. I wanted to make sure to mention
that. Yeah. And even though the book has 11 steps at the beginning, I talk the reader through if they're at a time in their life where they have almost no time to spend on changing habits, because this book is about changing your food habits.
Yep.
It's taking you step by step how to think differently, how to shop differently, and how to prepare differently in order to save money. And so if you want to reduce your bill to the lowest possible and still eat whole foods, you can't just walk into the store and pick up food for dinner tonight and come home and cook it. Because honestly, it'd be cheaper to go out to eat than to do that. If I just walk into the store and pick up food for dinner tonight, I could find takeout cheaper than doing that.
Yeah.
Because you end up spending a lot more money. So you have to have a plan. So this is stepping you through the plan. But I have the book broken into sections. And so if you're at a time in your life where you're super busy and you can only focus on a couple things, then I tell you, here are the things you focus on right now. When you have a little bit of time, come back and start this next phase. And then when you have a little bit of time, come back and do this next phase. Or if you're where I was and you were completely desperate and your food bill is completely out of control, you can walk through the whole entire process.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a good size book, but it's not overwhelming size. And it's just so actionable and broken down, which is obviously by a mom for a mom kind
right.
of written, which is perfect. And especially, I really wanted to have you on before the new year, because I know a lot of people are going to have that as a goal,
yes.
is to, you know, either just start their budgeting journey in general or look at a specific area of their budget. And so I really wanted to make sure to have you on before the new year. So anyone who is making that a goal for 2019 can definitely, this book is going to be really, really helpful to them.
To piggyback on what you said about a lot of people in the new year are making goals for their finances, they're also making goals for their health and
yes.
their food. And a lot of people really believe that they want to start eating healthy whole foods, but they can't afford it. And so they shut that down before they really even consider how to make it happen. And so anybody setting goals for the new year regarding their finances or regarding their food and their health, this book will be timely for them, because I'm here to tell you, you can absolutely feed your family a veggie forward whole food diet on a very good budget.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really liked all of the, there were so many charts and really helpful things in the book. And I really liked all of that. It's very, you know, beginner friendly. And like you said, it's not like recipe for this, recipe for that, recipe for that. Like for me, I would just totally zone out, because I'm not a recipe like type of person. I'm an action step type of person.
Yeah.
So I really, really liked it. And I want my husband to read it now, because he does most of the cooking and all of that. And so I'm like, he needs to read this too.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of the things that I'll just jump on that about the recipes, a lot of people are asking me for recipes or meal plans or something like that. And I really like to talk at the very beginning of the book, it's not about recipes. It's not about meal plans. And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, I'm not a recipe creator. So if you wanted to hear recipes from me, you're going to get about 25 ever. Like I have actually created about 25 recipes, I've realized. But I don't want to keep creating recipes. That sounds totally dreadful to me. But the main reason you're not going to find recipes in my book is that recipes are actually budget busters.
Right.
And if you think about, like, Pinterest is, gosh, just the perfect example for this.
Oh, I know.
Let's say you go onto Pinterest and you see a recipe for, like, I put this in my book, flank steak spinach salad. And that sounds amazing, right? Everyone in my family except for one kid would eat that and love it. And I go to the store and I buy the ingredients for it. And I walk out and I've spent $30 making flank steak spinach salad. And for $30, we can get Chinese takeout and not make any mess in our kitchen.
Right.
So this is not happening. I'm not cooking at home for $30. Because I do love eating out still. I have to really, it's still a weekly battle for me to keep the takeout under control.
Yeah.
And so following recipes blindly is a really great way to just completely blow your grocery budget. So I actually teach people how to let go of recipes and think of food in terms of actually a formula instead of a recipe. And at the end, Samuel will tell you how you can get a free chapter to my book.
Yeah.
The chapter that I give out is the one on how to break free from recipes. And it walks you step by step through the process of, okay, if I'm not following recipes, what am I going to feed my family? When you break free from recipes, you're going to save time, money, and you're going to reduce your food waste because you're going to be able to take advantage of the food that you can access for the lowest possible prices. So when I go shopping, I find food at the lowest possible prices that matches my food values, which is whole food, veggie forward. So again, I'm not talking about eating garbage. So I find food that matches my food values at the lowest possible prices, and then I build my meals around that. And when you know your food values, which for us, my food values are whole food, veggie forward, allergy-free, simple, and a dollar a meal. That's what I build all my recipes on, those five food values. Other people have different food values. Maybe you only eat grass-fed products. Maybe you're a vegan. Maybe you're following keto. Maybe you have a diabetic in your family. Maybe your food allergies are different from my food allergies. So that's the other reason I didn't want to put recipes in my book, because everyone's food needs are so personal. Right. Maybe you have a different cultural background and all of your food involves, you know, I don't know, maybe every meal involves rice or something. I just didn't want to go down that. So when you know what your food values are, then you take those and you can build little equations. So for my family, our food equation is we have a protein, a starch, two veggies, a healthy fat, and some type of seasonings. And all of my meals are built on that. And so if chicken thighs are on sale, I buy 85 million pounds that I can fit in my freezer. And I find all ways to follow that. So I take the chicken thighs and then I find myself a starch. I find a couple of veggies, a healthy fat, and I turn it into a meal. And so I always start with my meat, what I was able to source inexpensively. And then I find whatever vegetables I was able to source inexpensively. And I turn that into a meal.
Yeah. And I love how you have the formula written out and you have the little kind of like a pie chart broken down of what kind of like what percentage you do of each little thing.
Right.
And that was really helpful to me to kind of see it like that, because I'm such a visual person.
Right.
To kind of see that balance. And as my kids get older and they're getting less and less picky, because they're so picky with their vegetables and even their meat. They're so picky with meat. They just want to eat the bread, whatever the bread is of the meal.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever the starch is. They'll eat some mashed potatoes and they'll eat some rolls, but to get them to eat the meat and the vegetable is a challenge. So as they're getting older, we're trying to get them more of a well-rounded.
Expanding that.
Yeah, yeah. But I really liked those visuals, all the visuals. I've already said that, but it was just really helpful to me. But the other process that I liked from the book was how you talk about the planning, doing the food inventory and the meal plan and the grocery list and then getting prepared for your shopping day. And I thought that was really helpful. And it maybe to someone who's been doing this kind of meal planning and everything for a long time, that sounds really basic. But honestly, when I first started my budgeting journey, I did not know how to grocery shop or meal plan like an adult. I didn't. I was still, you know, a mother of two, grocery shopping and air quotes meal planning like I was a college student. I was just kind of throwing things together. And I'm like, hey, I'm somebody's mom. I should probably get serious about this. I should probably be putting healthier things in our food. I should probably, you know. And so I really like that, you know, you kind of broke that down in there with the, you know, do your inventory, make a meal plan, make a grocery list, go into the grocery store prepared. Don't just run in there and grab things.
Right. Yeah. Planning for groceries is super important. It's very much like finances. And so, you know, I remember when I was studying your system that you, I mean, I can't remember, maybe you get paid every 3 weeks or something. I remember your husband had a strange paycheck.
It's really crazy. Yeah. We have a 6 week budget period.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's so, and I, you know, like the health allergy, like the allergies and the health food, I used that as an excuse for so long. And I thought, well, no one has an outline for a 6 week budget. Guess I can't budget.
Right. Right.
It's ridiculous.
It is, when you look back, it's the only thing to do is laugh. Like, wow, what was I thinking? So, you know, we get paid twice a month. And so for us, our finances, you know, we get the paycheck and we sit down and we make a plan. And then we check in with that plan about once a week. It's very similar with food. And so we shop twice a month. And I talk a lot about that in my book, but I set aside a planning time and also a shopping time. And both of those go on my personal calendar. I don't do them on the same day. I found that if I don't put them in my calendar, they don't end up happening. And then I just run to the store and I've gotten better that I at least, if I go without a plan, I'll at least make a plan like in the grocery parking lot so that I'm not just walking in there.
I have done that.
Yeah. So, but yes, I do make a food plan and I spend about an hour on my food plan. I take my food bill actually very seriously. Somewhere along the line, I realized that controlling my food budget was actually the number one way that I could financially contribute to my family.
Yes.
And by taking my food seriously, I saved us $12,000 a year. That's like a massive pay raise, or that's a part-time job. Some women are going to work full-time until they factor out daycare. They're walking away with $12,000 a year. So I do take it seriously. I do invest time into my planning and into my shopping. But here's what I've learned. When I invest in my planning and my shopping, I actually spend way less time on food than if I don't invest in my planning. And I certainly spend less energy on my food, because here's the most annoying thing about food. And you've probably noticed this too. We have to have it like every day.
Yeah. And multiple times a day.
It's so annoying. Like, you're hungry. Didn't I just feed you dinner yesterday? I really remember. Yeah. I fed you yesterday.
It's like ridiculous. Everybody wants to be fed every single day, multiple times a day. Why?
Right. And when I make a plan for that, I sit down once every 2 weeks and I make decisions. I make all our food decisions one time.
Yes.
Over the course of 1 hour or 2 hours, that's designated purely to making food decisions. Just like with your budget, you decide in that 2 hour financial planning window where all your money is going to go. And then you don't have a million financial decisions you have to make all 6 weeks long. You've already made all your financial choices for 6 weeks.
And you just kind of have to check in as you go. Yes. And it's one of those things, like, you just, you do it right the first time. And you don't have to go back and do it a million more times.
Right.
All the groceries are there. Everything, you know, everything is done. And you can just do something else with all of your energy.
And obviously emergencies come up just like in finances, right? You make your 6-week financial plan and then your transmission blows and you have to check in and make a different plan, right? But your transmission doesn't blow every month or every 6 months or even every year or even every 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
But we have daily habits that we have to do. And so you're exactly right. Every 2 weeks I make a plan. And then I check in with that plan. Actually, I try to check in about every 2 to 3 days. And by my check-in, I literally mean like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just open my fridge. I do a quick scan. What's happening in my fridge? Is there something I need to try to use up in the next day or two before it goes bad? Because food waste, I take a whole chapter, a whole step.
Yes, I loved the food waste chapter and the like the statistics and all the numbers behind it. Yes.
Yeah. The average American throws away 25% of their food and beverages.
Which sounds about right. We still waste food being intentional. Just something comes up. We end up going to families for dinner or you know, something and you're just like, oh, it is painful to me. I say like I want to cry every time I have to throw food away.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, that's so ridiculous. And no, you don't understand. I'm throwing money in the trash.
Right.
Hate it.
And the 25% on average, that comes to $133 a month per family.
Yeah.
And I think about you when I wrote that chapter because here we are 44 and 45, just now starting our retirement planning. Mm-hmm. If you're 20 and listening to this, don't wait till you're 45 because the compound interest takes until you're 70 that you can retire. You need 25 years of compound interest to build your retirement. I mean, I'm not a financial expert, but around there.
Yes. Yes.
So I thought to myself, if I could catch a 25-year-old right now and teach them to not throw away that $133 a month of food, and they just take that $133 a month and put that in a retirement, I'm pretty sure at 25, maybe you'll know the numbers, that I'm pretty sure that's almost a retirement income.
Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah.
It's got to be close.
Yeah.
So I thought we literally like threw away our retirement.
Mm-hmm. We ate the retirement money.
We ate our retirement and then we threw it in the trash.
Yep. Yep.
And anyway, so that's why I feel passionate about food waste, not because, you know, it's an apple. And I spent a whole chapter on how to reduce food waste and how to change your mindset to think about food and reusing it. It's a powerful choice to stay in tune with how much food you have. It can make a difference in your financial future, which seems impossible that the chicken in your fridge has that much power, but of course it does. It's the slight edge, right? It's that small choices that you make each and every day compounded over time creates your future. And by making conscious choices that are simple but not easy, you can create an entirely different future.
Yep. Yeah. And it's so like we said at the beginning, like basic and easy to do and something that you can do at the very beginning of your journey and, you know, something that you can continually do. And you know, I hear from a lot of women who will say, you know, their husband's not on board with all of this. He doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to do that. This is something, if you are the grocery shopper and meal planner in your family, this is something you can do without anyone else's help.
Right.
This is something, and then this is something that you can definitely do to, you know, show your spouse if they're not on board. You can say, look at how much progress I've made with just the groceries. Look at how much money I've saved with just being intentional with the groceries. Imagine if we were intentional with this and that and all the other things. Look at what we could do.
Right.
Or even if you never get him on board. There are some husbands who that's just not what they want to do. you can at least do this.
Yes.
You can at least do the groceries. You can at least do the meals and know that you're contributing and you're, you know, making a difference. And a lot of, I also will hear a lot from especially stay-at-home moms, because they're just like, I feel like I'm helpless. What am I supposed to do? You know, I'm just sitting at home, you know, right. And there's so many things you can do, and your meals and your food are definitely one of them. And I mean, there's a ton of other things that you can do. You can, you know, start a side hustle. You can find things around the house to sell, but food is like, you can do that this week.
Yep.
And see a difference. Take that extra money and do something intentional with it. Apply it to your debt, put it in savings, whatever you need to do.
You know, I could not agree more. And so before I launched the book, I had some beta readers go through it. I had about 6 beta readers read my book and actually go through the entire thing. 2 of them did the entire book. Every exercise, they were like perfect students.
Awesome.
But they're saving between $250 and $600 a month by implementing the system that I laid out in the book. And I think through, like in your example, if a husband isn't on board, but a wife wants to make a difference, that $250 to $600 a month, that's so much money.
I mean, that's knocking out a credit card in no time. I mean, that's adding up. I mean, you can get your $1,000 starter emergency fund in a couple of months.
Right.
I mean, and that's not doing anything else.
No.
And most of the time when you start to be intentional in one area, it's going to spill over. It's going to spill over into your random junk that you buy at Walmart or Target. It's going to spill over, you know, into everything else. And it's going to add up to be even more than that. So
it does. And I love the word intentional.
Yeah.
Because let's say that someone's listening who isn't in debt. But we were not in debt when we started our financial responsibility path.
Yes.
But we were squandering our money. We were eating our retirement. We were throwing away our retirement. And even if we had taken that money and gone to Disneyland, you know, we would have at least had something to show for it.
Something intentional, yes.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense to waste it. And the lady who saved $600 a month just on her groceries, she said she also has saved money on her eating out, but she hasn't calculated that yet. They are financially independent and wealthy.
Yeah.
She went with the program because she said it makes no sense for me to continue wasting money on food. She's taking that $600 a month and throwing it into her retirement. And so you don't have to be in debt and trying to raise your emergency fund. But if you want to reduce your waste, but so many people don't even, you know this, don't even have $1,000 saved, and yet they're throwing away food every single month. And
that was totally us for years.
Yeah.
Years. Yeah.
And so the free chapter is a really good start where you could read that, implement the process. It's getting your food budget under control is exactly like getting your finances under control. You could read all the books in the world. You could buy my book today. You could read the whole thing start to finish between today and tomorrow. It's a pretty easy book to read.
Yes.
And then never make any changes, and you pretty much just wasted money.
Right.
So if you get my book, and I would encourage you, don't get it unless you're actually going to do the exercises, because the exercises are completely where it's at. Like that's where your habit changes will come. So get the free chapter. Follow the steps.
We're going to link in the show notes of where to get the free chapter for sure. Yes.
Perfect. And so when you get it, follow it. And you could start saving money this week with that free chapter. And you can begin to see how just simple, small changes of beginning to think differently create financial change in your life.
Yeah. And especially with the new year coming up or any time, I always say, you know, January is not anything magical. It's just another month, really. But if that is one of your goals for next year or this month or whatever, is to be super intentional, with your food budget and your meal planning and all of that, this is a really great resource that is not very expensive, totally worth every dollar. And if you're curious about it, again, you know, we'll link where you can sign up and you'll get a free chapter and you can kind of check it out, feel it out, see if this feels right for you. You can join Shelly's Facebook group and kind of just see, like, is this my kind of people? All of that, right. Fill it out if you're nervous, because all of us, you know, on a budget are always going to be a little nervous about spending money.
I do offer a money back guarantee too. So yes. If you buy the book, and you read it and you do the exercises and you haven't saved the $24 on your grocery bill, I will refund your money. So that is something that I added because I was that way. I would have thought, is she going to teach me something I don't already know? Because there's so much free information on the internet about how to save money on your groceries. Yeah. There's a million recipes, a million meal plans.
But then again, with that, I always say, you know, like with my worksheets, they're a few dollars. And in the time that you spend looking on Pinterest, trying to get free, then getting overwhelmed, then be like, well, I don't know, I'm so overwhelmed, I don't even have the energy to implement any of this. You could have just spent a little bit of money and it would have been like right there, all in one place. And you're like, okay, you know, a few dollars and now I actually know what to do.
Right.
And I'm not too tired to actually do it now.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's kind of one of those you get what you pay for kind of things. If you want to go and get freebie advice, you're gonna get the value of it.
Right.
But that's with anything. So, of course, we're going to link to your website, and you've been writing so many amazing blogs and, you know, all of that stuff. And then you can get the full book on the website. It's in the ebook version right now, and there's going to be an audiobook and a print copy coming out very, very soon. So you can check all of that out on the website. We're going to link to all of that, and we'll link to your Facebook group so everybody can go and join the Facebook group, join the conversation. Got a lot of fun stuff going on there. And we are going to do a little giveaway.
Yay.
For anyone listening the first week that this is coming out. It's only going to be good for a week. So if you're listening to this farther in the future, sorry. but what we are going to do is we're going to put a link in the show notes where you can go. All you have to do is sign up to get on Shelly's email list. When you sign up, you're going to get that free chapter we were talking about, and you'll get entered to win the full ebook. And that'll just be good for the week that this is airing. So if you follow that link and you're in, you know, but you
Save
can still
jail somewhere.
Yes, but you can still go ahead and sign up to get on her email list and get that free chapter, which is going to be really helpful in itself. And hopefully you'll get the whole book, because I loved it and I was so excited about it. I'm so excited to share it and keep sharing about it. And we'll make sure to let you guys know when the audio version comes out and when the paper version comes out. So we all have our book preferences.
Right.
But yeah, the ebook is going to do it for you. It's awesome. You can read it and you can see all the visuals, all the charts. And I'm really, really excited and proud to share it. And I'm really excited and proud for you that you wrote it and did it. And I know you were talking about it for a long time before you actually did it.
Yep.
So I'm really excited for you.
Yes.
So
writing a book is a wild journey.
Oh, I know. I can imagine. I can imagine. It has to be a lot, especially with four kids and a husband and normal life to do.
Yes.
So before we go, I want to ask you one last question.
Sure.
If you could give somebody one piece of advice, if they could take one takeaway from all of this, from your book, everything, what would your one takeaway be? What do you think is the most important thing?
So, gosh, the one thing, I think, honestly, I wish my answer was more exciting than this. It would have to be making a plan.
Yeah.
It just would. And I wish it was more exciting. But the reality is, if you don't make a food plan, it's just like finances. If you don't make a financial plan, your money will spend itself. It will disappear into the atmosphere. And at best, you'll have nothing to show for it. At worst, you'll be in debt. That's exactly how food is. You're going to eat. Everyone is going to eat, no matter whether you make a food plan or not. But if you make a food plan, you are going to spend less time, less money, and less energy on food, guaranteed. And then you're in charge of the food that you're putting into your body. You're in charge of the amount of money that you spent on that food. And you're in charge of the amount of energy and headspace that you've put into food. Because I just can't stand thinking about food every single day. No. Like it's such an interruption into everything else in my life that I want to accomplish. And so by making a plan once every 2 weeks, I've already made all my food decisions for 14 days. That's 14 times 3 times 6 people. That's a lot of food decisions.
It is.
And I just love making it in advance. And I love the financial savings that comes with it. But honestly, I would say the energy and headspace that it frees up, it's already been decided. And I love that.
Yes, I totally agree. I feel the same way with budgeting. It's like, just do the planning. Just write it out. Just make a plan. And it's going to be so much easier in the long run. And then you don't have to think about it. Even I don't want to think about my budget every single day. No. I don't want to think about my food every single day.
No.
So yeah, I think just do it, get it over with, and treat it like a normal chore, like a normal to-do list. You got to do the laundry. You've got to make a meal plan.
Right.
Done. Like that's it. And find your day that's good for you and do it.
Yep. And it is a habit that has to be maintained, just like finances. If you suddenly stopped planning your finances, and I know you guys are in a good financial space, so you would have a buffer, but you'd be squandering your buffer.
Oh, we've even had times. I mean, since we became debt-free in January, we were soon after that, we were like, all right, now we can get our truck, and now we can, you know, and then we had several months in there where we were just kind of all over the place, and it started to show, and it started to make us a little bit nervous, and we're like, okay, we still need a budget. We still, you know, you still have to do it, even when you're debt-free, even when you have an emergency fund, because I mean, it's just like what you were saying with the other lady, you know, I don't want to throw my money away no matter how much money I have. I could be a multimillionaire, and if there was $20 on the ground, I would still bend down to pick it up. Right. I mean, I just would.
Right.
So why would I want to throw $20 worth of food away?
Exactly.
I can't imagine being rich enough to want to do that ever in life.
Right.
So, yeah, I just think it's so important. And I'm so glad that you wrote the book, because I think it's just, you know, it's a really needed resource. And as always, from one mom to another, it's going to be written different than anyone else, you know, a different perspective. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for all the ladies to check it out. At least sign up and get the free chapter and get on Shelly's email list so she can send you her weekly emails about, you know, all of the great tips that she has, and read her blogs and all of that. And if you decide that the book is right for you, definitely jump on it, and it will be super, super helpful on your journey. So again, I'm going to put all the links in the show notes. Make sure to share this with your friends. If you are, you know, if you know someone who could benefit from this, which is basically everyone. So make sure to share, leave us some comments and reviews and all of that. And thank you, Shelly, so much for coming on. I was so excited to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was a huge honor.
Of course, of course. All right, guys. So I'm going to go, and I will talk to you guys next week. Thanks for joining us. Bye.